This summer has seen the departure of four Firehouse Theater Project board members and managing director Jeannie Mallory. Two of those four board members, namely Liz Herlich and Myra Howard, were among those on the board during the vote that resulted in artistic director and co-founder Carol Pearsall's resignation. Open Source spoke with Myra Howard, who confirmed that she's resigned before the culmination of her term. Howard said that this tumultuous year for all parties associated with the Firehouse was, quote, wearing. In a statement on their website, the Firehouse said that Mallory had, quote, greatly strengthened the organization's day-to-day operations and wished her well, and Mallory herself said, quote, it's very straightforward, it's just been a long year, and I'm ready to move on and do other things. She said she's leaving on good terms, it was her idea, and she praised the work of interim artistic director Jay Smith. Ginger Smith, president and CEO of the Virginia Center for Architecture, will substitute in the role of acting managing director. Firehouse President Kay Holmes and Vice President Joe Kennedy were unavailable for further comment on the personnel changes. Open Source spoke with the former artistic director, Carol Pearsall, who resigned last January from her position in protest against a retirement plan extended to her by the executive committee. Some members of Richmond's theatrical community are continuing to boycott the Firehouse to demonstrate solidarity with Pearsall and concern for the procedural integrity of the Firehouse's actions last winter. Of this boycott, Pearsall said,
I think that it's necessary, and I think that the present Firehouse is a corrupt organization, and that's the point. And I think it's very important for the arts community to continue the boycott, and that's powerful, and that's a hope for getting our Firehouse back.
Pearsall is currently producing David Mamet's Waif for showing this November with the African American and Virginia Repertory Theaters.
And after that, I am going to be working with Virginia Rep on special projects, and I'm excited about it. And they're certainly a wonderful, creative, forward-looking group that I'm proud to be associated with. I'm working on an original play by a local playwright, and I'm working on some other plays that are a little off the wall that I want to bring. That's what I want to get back into, the same things I did at the Firehouse. And to have a venue to do that is wonderful.
Of the controversy last December, Pearsall said,
I think the board was misled by the executive committee. That's where it seems to have come out in all of it.
In the meantime, she looks forward to reuniting with the Firehouse's, quote, founding fathers in a commemorative event scheduled for October 1st.
And we're just going to have a great party celebrating all the work we did for almost 20 years. We'll have scenes, monologues, songs.